We are all invited to join Opera UTEP tomorrow for a free concert featuring selections from their spring production, Speed Dating Tonight, which will include other first date songs, duets, and ensembles from popular operas and Broadway shows. Today, my guests are visiting assistant professor of voice and opera, Cherry Duke, and student singer Mauricio Beruskia. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So first and foremost, I think we need to clarify this whole speed dating concept. I know, you know, even with the billboard on UTEP and, you know, the visual and everything, people are like, why is there speed dating going on at UTEP? So tell us all about that.
Well, Speed Dating Tonight is the name of a new opera by Michael Ching. It's an opera about a speed dating event.
Aha.
So it's very funny, as you can imagine. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been speed dating, Marina.
I have not. I've got lucky enough to not have to do speed dating or internet dating.
Hallelujah for that, because it can be brutal. Several of the characters are very sincere but shy people who don't know how to meet other people. Some of them have gone to great lengths, like Mauricio's character pretends to be a combat photographer to impress the ladies. And he gets busted, actually.
Of course. I mean, that's quite the lie. So, Mauricio, yeah. How did you get wrapped up into your part?
The role is three songs. And two of the songs are him repeating the exact same story to two of the ladies.
Oh,
and then same lie.
The same lie. And one of them catches him. So he has to switch up his story and come up with a different one. But it's all
one big bag of lies.
Yeah.
and he thinks this is going to work. Oh, maybe right. It has worked in the past.
Well, and don't people do rounds in speed dating? So it's like a big game of telephone, too,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have the guy who's so in love with his car, and he thinks that his fancy Buick is going to get the girls. And then there are the people who can't get off their cell phones.
Right.
And
those are still around.
Those are still in real life, too.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic.
So this show was written just, I think, 2.5 years ago. And it's very new and innovative, and it blurs the boundaries, I would say, between musical theater and opera and even pop. We have one song that's just straight-up pop song.
How fun.
It's really fun. And we have a 6-piece band.
Very cool. So how did you arrive at doing this production of Speed Dating Tonight?
Speed Dating Tonight is perfect for a college opera environment because it's modular. Every song is basically a monologue by, for example, the combat photographer mm-hmm. sings his song to his dating partner. We have 25 of them to choose from in the opera that Michael Ching wrote, and we can choose to do 10 of them or all 25 or somewhere in between. We can choose the ones that fit our students, and they're at a variety of vocal difficulty.
Uh-huh.
So it fits the variety of singers we have on the student level.
So how many singers did you end up going on with for our UTEP production?
We have 25 singers, but not mm-hmm. all of them are daters. We have a waiter and a bartender and a busboy and the dating coordinator, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's event, is it really a preview for the actual event that's going to happen at Artovino's?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Let's give us the lowdown on the whole thing.
First Date with Opera UTEP is the name of the concert we're doing at Sounds of Grace Concert Series at the Grace Church at 400 North Carolina. And we wanted audiences to be able to come and see for free the talent that we have at Opera UTEP and also to just have a little sneak peek at what Speed Dating Tonight is really about, since nobody here has heard of it. It's never been done in El Paso before.
Right.
So we're doing a little short, a few snippets from Speed Dating Tonight, and we're also doing some opera favorites. We're also doing some Spanish art song and several musical theater pieces.
So really, it's a good way to get people turned on to opera, and then they can decide, hey, you know what? I want to see a full production.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So Mauricio, how does one decide to become an opera singer?
You watch it and you fall in love with it, mm-hmm. is basically how I came about to it. It's a very difficult path, and along the way, a lot of people ask you if it's really what you want to do.
Right.
And if you answered yes every time, then you go ahead of it. And sometimes you don't even make it then. Maybe you like go out into the world and audition a lot and realize that maybe it wasn't for you and you go do something else.
So, I mean, a lot of opera too seems, we had the cast of Carmen in here, and mm-hmm. a lot of it kind of goes hand in hand, kind of like you said, not necessarily musical theater, but there is an acting component to it.
Definitely.
Quite a lot.
Definitely.
Do you incorporate that in the curriculum? Or?
Absolutely. In fact, in Opera Workshop, which is the class that I teach, my students in Opera Workshop are the people in these shows.
Uh-huh.
The main thing we work on is acting, stage deportment, how do you carry yourself, what movements or gestures or facial this and that is effective,
mm-hmm.
what isn't, when you do X, do you actually get the result that you want? Does an audience get it? That's the real key test.
Right? I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Telling the story. We want to tell a really good story. And so we have to learn how what we do with our bodies tells the story or doesn't tell the story.
And Mauricio, do you have a hard time acting and singing, or do you have a tendency to one more than the other?
I was actually lucky enough that in high school I did both choir and theater.
Ah.
I was very involved with my theater
company.
Do you
dance?
No, I don't dance. Ah. That's the one I'm missing.
It's never too late.
But he is very entertaining on stage.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Jerry, you are visiting us. How did you come to UTEP?
Well, I came along with visiting assistant professor Brian Downen, who's my partner. He joined the faculty a year ago, and I joined this school year. They happened to have an opening for an opera director, and it's exactly what I needed and wanted to be doing.
How serendipitous.
Yes.
So here we are doing speed dating, and this is fun because this is not a traditional program that you see happening here at Opera UTEP. So it's kind of a gift to get a new visiting professor, and then such a fun production to share with everybody.
We really want people to know that opera is fun. I think a lot of people think opera is stodgy or, ooh, I have to have a tuxedo if I'm going to go to the opera. Couldn't be farther from the truth. We want you to come and be entertained.
And this is
and moved.
Really, I mean, talking about, you know, you're making it accessible. It's completely free. Everybody can join you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're interested in the full production, then that happens the following week at Artovino's.
Yes, it's April 15th and 16th. That's a Friday and a Saturday night at Artovino's Desert Crossing in their banquet hall.
How fun.
Yeah. And so a full three-course dinner is included in the price of your ticket.
That's awesome. So you get to eat, you get to see the show, and talk about taking it to another environment.
And, Marina, did you know, if you want to, after the show, you can stick around and do a real speed dating event.
Really?
Yes.
Are you going to tell the truth, Mauricio?
Am I going to tell the truth?
He's probably going to be recovering from the show and not actually
definitely
participating in the speed dating.
So you got saved from that one.
Yes.
So are you having any, or how are you recruiting people for the speed dating portion of it?
Well, it's completely optional. If you buy a ticket to the show and you come and you decide, hey, I think I might like to try speed dating, then you can. And if you think, I absolutely do not want to, you don't have to. We just want people to come to the show, enjoy the fantastic food at Artovino's and the fantastic show we're going to give them. And if they want to stick around and do some dating, they can.
And we're talking 25 performers from UTEP.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Six people in the band. We have a six-piece small orchestra.
And this is all students?
All students. My pianist, our pianist, Guillermo Gutierrez, is a professional.
Okay.
And he's our musical director.
So you handle the vocalists and he handles all the music.
He's basically doing the band, running the band.
Very cool. Cherry, tell us about your background. Have you always done opera?
Always. Well, for a very long time. I lived in New York City for 20 years and have worked as a professional mezzo-soprano in opera and musical theater and concerts of various kinds for quite some time.
And in mentoring students and helping people like Mauricio shape their futures, what is the biggest takeaway that you give to them, you think? Or what's the biggest lesson for them to learn as performers?
Well, there's so many lessons, but one of the things that I really try to impart is what is professionalism?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not just for being an opera singer, but for having a job of any kind. Learning the basic skills of how to be prepared for your job, how to be sure that people want to re-engage you. Because as a singer, it's kind of like going on job interviews day after day after day. You always have to audition for the next gig. A gig might last 2 or 3 weeks, and then you need more employment. So you have to be always preparing. And so what does that mean? We do a lot of audition practice. We do a lot of just learning what it takes to succeed in the business, in addition to, of course, singing beautifully, which is mostly the job of their private studio teacher, and acting on stage.
Yeah, because a lot of that involves a lot of rejection.
Yes, you have to have a thick skin. So I try not to sugarcoat things. I try to be kind, but I'm very direct as well. This is reality, and if you don't want to live in that world, that's totally fine. In fact, I encourage you, if this doesn't appeal to you, do something else. It's really good.
And Mauricio, you seem to have a pretty real idea of what's going on. I mean, pursuing your passion, but also knowing that
it might not work.
The odds are rough, but you got to do it, right?
You got to do it.
What drives you?
I don't picture myself doing anything else, frankly. And so I'm going to do it and keep trying to do it until I just can't keep trying anymore.
Well, that's the proper attitude to have.
That's the proper attitude to have for anything, really.
Yes. Yeah. No, you're right. And same thing with the professionalism. I mean, you know, there's certain key things. You show up, say and
show
do
up
what
on
you're
time.
Do. Yes.
Yeah, on time.
Do what you said you were going to do, mm-hmm. you know, and just be held accountable for whatever it is, whether you're a singer or...
And if you're having a problem with something, ask for help.
Yeah, that's not...
There's no shame in that.
That's not a crazy thing to do at all.
Yeah.
Let's recap. We're coming to the end, and I feel like we need to tell people about tomorrow's sneak peek event, and then again about the event at Artovino's Desert Crossing. So I'll kick it to you, Jerry.
Okay, great. We hope you'll join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's Sunday, April 3rd, for the Sounds of Grace concert series. We're presenting First Date with Opera UTEP. Sounds of Grace is held at St. Mark's United Methodist Church, Grace Campus, 400 North Carolina Drive. That's in the Lower Valley area, and it's completely free.
That's the key right there. I mean, if you're even curious about opera, if you want to see the talent that's coming out of UTEP, mm-hmm. I mean, just go to the show tomorrow. We have nothing to lose. It's completely free.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Now, if we turn you on to the main event, tell us about that.
Okay, great. Speed Dating Tonight is an opera about speed dating. No one has to do any dating if they don't want to. But it would make a great date night.
It would.
It would make a terrific date
and
night.
And let's say you sparked a match. What a story.
Yeah.
Right.
And you get to have this beautiful Artovino's dinner for the price of your ticket. Garden salad, chicken Vincenza dinner, chocolate cake for dessert. And you know Artovino's food is wonderful.
It's delicious. It's yeah. a perfect setting for a show like this. How much are tickets and how can people get information?
Tickets in advance are $40. That includes dinner and the show. If you show up at the door, they're going to be $45. So if you go to our website, academics.utep.edu/opera workshop, you can buy your tickets right there in advance. Or if that's too many letters and URLs for you, then you can go to Facebook and find Opera UTEP, and we have invitations there, and you can just click through to a link
to buy
tickets.
Oh, well, you should have said that. Well, I can't thank you all enough. Mauricio, break a leg out there.
Thank you.
And Cherry, thank you so much for bringing such fun programming to our campus. And we can't wait to see it. Today, my guests have been Cherry Duke, Assistant Professor of Voice and Opera here at UTEP, and student singer Mauricio Perusquia. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you,
Thank you
Marina.
For having us.